Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There.
Welcome back, you guys.
Hello.
Hello, it's us.
Hello. We're just saying we went pottery painting.
I know. I knew this was going to happen.
Back in February.
Back in February?
No, it was March. It was March.
Was it?
End of March.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
It was quite a while ago.
It wasn't Feb. It was definitely March. I don't think it was April yet.
No, it wasn't April. We went pottery painting. I painted a beautiful little mug.
Yeah.
Chintzia painted a bowl.
Huge salad bowl. Cost me £90.
Yeah, pottery painting is not cheap.
It's not cheap. I thought you'd go in and it was like a standard rate. You know, it was just like £10 to paint some pottery.
But it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
I did a mug. Mine was only like £15.
Yeah,
I don't know how yours was.
Well, I went.
You got a huge.
Well, I went in and I wanted a salad bowl, and then I was like, I don't use mugs like that.
Yeah, you're not a mug girl.
Yeah, but it's like
girl.
I'll use a salad bowl that's cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then I don't know what I was expecting.
Well, I also
like,
thought I was also expecting instant gratification.
Yeah,
that was the problem. I was expecting we go, we paint, we take it home.
Yeah,
sweet.
Yes,
I've got my new pottery.
Yeah.
But when we got there, she was like, okay, so you're going to come back in 2 weeks.
It's going to come and
collect it. And we were like, fuck's sake.
2 fucking weeks.
So it really took the wind out of our sails in our pottery experience because we were like, what? I'm going to be over it in 2 weeks. And then basically, we've just never been back.
And then there was one Friday where I was going to go. I was like, I'm going to go get this pottery
for
like girls.
It's like near Chintzia, so like it's kind of on her to go and get
like,
it.
I'm going to go get it. And then I did something. I don't know why.
It's not
but
happened.
Now, blink, it's been a couple months.
Yeah. And we're like, okay, it's either sat there on the shelf in a bag with our name on it to collect.
Well, I took a picture of a ticket.
Right. Or it's like on the wall for decoration. Like, you know, when they have stuff on the wall that other people have done to like give you examples.
How are they sticking a mug on a wall?
And give you inspiration. They hang it on a hook.
Oh.
I saw them when I was there.
How are they hanging my salad bowl?
Don't know. They had them on little hooks on the wall. They had loads on the wall, didn't they?
Well,
or it's gone in the bin.
There was a big shelf with loads of stuff on. And I think it's just sat on the shelf waiting for us.
Well, maybe Chintzia will go this week.
Well, when
and
you're
next
getting your,
week, maybe we'll have our pottery.
When you're getting your hair done on
tomorrow.
Thursday, tomorrow, I will go, genuinely.
Yeah, with the ticket.
Yeah, got the ticket is on my phone somewhere. So
Bingo.
We'll let you know.
We'll have our
so
pottery.
Hopefully it looks cute. But I used a lot of that red that didn't look like it was red. That's the problem.
Didn't look
before
red.
Before they put it in the kiln, we've been seeing a lot of ticks. Before you put it in the kiln, it looks like a gorgeous baby pink, but actually it's red.
It's like a deep period red.
It's like a fucking period blood.
When it comes out the kiln. Okay, welcome back, everybody. We're in the girls' bathroom.
It's Wednesday. So let's get those titties shaking.
We've had some bank holidays. It doesn't really feel like it should be Wednesday. Like this feels like early in the week.
Bizarre.
But we love all the bank holidays in May.
Like Americans don't understand what's a bank holiday.
Yeah, they don't have it.
Well,
do
you
they?
Guys Google it, okay?
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Yeah. We have got maybe the best question of the week we've ever had in the history of this podcast.
The best
in the
question
4 years
of the week.
This has been going. 3 years.
Time and time again, the best question of the weeks come out of us when we're stumped for a question of the
week.
When
we are thinking it's not going to
happen. And when we're under
week.
A time crunch today.
Yeah, we're on a time crunch today. We've got somewhere to be. Not to make you all feel rushed, yeah. But our question of the week.
Yeah.
You guys aren't ready for this. So, question of the week this week is, I actually don't know what I'm going to answer this. Would you rather date your ex or your best friend's ex?
What a scary question that is. Like, imagine
that is a terrifying question.
Like, that shivers me to my bones. Like, imagine someone actually was like, you need to decide.
Make a choice.
And this is
like,
happening.
Like, gun to your head, make a choice.
And they're like, this
now.
Is happening. Wake up. This is happening. That's not a dream. This is serious.
Would you rather date your ex or your best friend's ex?
It's actually a horrendous question.
It's a horrendous question. But we're actually quite one-sided on the poll.
Is it?
Which I'm surprised about.
Wait, are they going back to their ex?
So 87% is saying, I'd rather date my own.
I don't have a nice ex though. And you would have a nice time.
I just don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that. Really?
You would rather
really?
My ex.
No, I'm fucking not.
That's what I'm saying. Stick to what you know. You'll have a nice time.
Stick to what I know.
You'll have a nice life. You'll stay in Nottingham. You'll have a nice life.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. No. I don't want to do that. But I definitely don't want chintzias either.
It's actually such a horrid question.
I think
question.
I would go with my own.
Yeah, I think that's what I support that. Yeah. I support that. Well, if Sophie's gone back with her ex, I'm going to have to take my ex back because he's taken now.
You could go. You'd have a nice time with my ex.
Oh, wait. I could go for a different ex.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So actually, I'll take
a
different
one. Oh, you could go back to the love of your life.
Yeah, I'm going to take him.
The boy from the club.
Yeah, I'm going to take him. Yeah, I think we'd have a good time.
You'd have a great time. He's grown up now.
Yes,
he's probably
what he's
got
like.
His own place. Like, he's probably got quite a good job these days.
Yeah.
Like, he's probably like out of his club rat phase.
Yeah, because he used to be a waiter.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's graduated from that.
He could be the manager of that bar these days.
Yeah. Yeah,
you could be him for a nice life.
I'll take that. I will take that, and I'll choose him.
So yeah, we've got my. So yeah, 87% said mine, and only 13 said theirs.
Right, imagine the reality of me saying, Sophia, I'm going to date your ex. What?
I don't think I would be that bothered actually, but.
Oh.
No, sorry, I don't know why I said that. I just mean that, like, I well, with all respect, I do forget that boy is on the planet, and I'm so not there. There is zero emotion there that I think I wouldn't be like, well, oh my God. I mean, I guess I would, but when you just say
what would you do if I was like, oh, he's just gonna tag around with me today?
Good fucking luck.
And then I was like,
Do you know what I think the weirdest part would be? Not even the thought of your friend going out with him. It'd be like, I can't be asked for, I don't want him back in my life. And because he's in your life, he's in my life. That's what I wouldn't want.
And you know what it almost feels like? It feels like he's just trying to get at you for dating me. Being like, haha, look at me with your best friend. Yeah. Got you. That's what it feels
like. It's fucking
like.
Weird,
it's
isn't
weird.
It? Imagine if I literally, was like, oh, by the way, he just messaged me. Like, he wants to go for a he wants to go for a drink.
What the fuck?
Your ex.
I'd literally
be like, what the fuck?
But again, I'm just like, who is that person? I don't even know who that person is.
Right.
May as well be a fucking stranger. But if I saw those eyes again, I'd be petrified. Mm.
Would take you back.
Yeah, it'd take me by storm. Yeah.
I think, I mean, obviously, it's fucking weird, isn't it?
Well, look, honestly, we're just going to grab our exes, like, if that's what's happening, and I'm going to take the one a couple of years back.
Yeah, an old one.
Yeah.
I slept with mine last week. Someone said, it's for the plot.
An ex.
Plot twist,
not the bestie's ex, all right.
Already dated my best friend's ex. Fucking
you crazy
hell, what
kids.
Are you doing?
You crazy kids, you keep me young.
What are you doing?
Gosh.
Can't even answer that. Shoot me in the face.
Whoa, Susan.
Whoa. Oh my God. They have recently become best friends after 5 years apart. Strong friendship and has already offered me to him.
Who are best friends?
I don't know.
The exes.
Maybe the exes. Both make me feel violently ill.
Violently ill.
You almost see your best friend's ex as one of your own exes. Like you exile them in the same way, yes. Don't you? Like,
yes.
So I think,
and you feel that same repulsion.
You
like,
do. You feel that same like, oh God, like wouldn't go
yeah,
near
even
you.
If they didn't wrong anyone, yeah. You still feel that same
type,
you know,
of
that
way.
Same kind of stomach churning.
Yeah.
Just repulsion.
Yeah.
Because like, imagine your ex tried to kiss me.
Oh my God.
Let's put that in our heads.
Fuck.
That'd be a horrendous time.
Yeah, you do see them as the
yeah. Well, it's like sisters' exes.
Yeah,
your brother's exes.
They all go into the same box in your brain, I think.
Yeah, because you also like you're trying to respect your friend or your sister or whatever.
So you like channel their emotions.
Yeah, and
don't
it's like
you?
If I ever saw him, I'm not gonna be like pally.
No,
I'm gonna have a bit of like a
bit of a snare.
Yeah, a bit of a snarl.
Not snare.
Snarl at them from across the room.
I saw Chintzer and she snarled at me.
Like a hissing snake.
Someone said a very logical answer. It has to be your ex. It's the lesser of two evils.
Yes.
The only time it would be okay for it to be your friend's ex is if it's been long enough time and you have their blessing.
Yeah. If it was someone's
whoever
ex.
Whoever would date their best friend's ex is simply fucked up.
Yeah. But like said. If it was, say, Sophia dated someone when she was 15 for a couple of weeks,
yeah,
that doesn't count. Still technically an ex, but I could probably go there.
Yeah, yeah,
if we have blessings.
Yeah, doesn't really count.
Not that I would. There's a million men in this planet.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Oh,
more
Callum's
out
got
there.
His hand up.
The male in the room's got his hand up. You have permission to speak.
So that's saying your ex, when you and your ex were together, you were at uni, you were on and
but
off,
it was a very turbulent
and it was
relationship,
a different time, and it was 5 years ago. So does that change things?
No.
Because it's still...
Why do you think it does?
5 years isn't long enough.
But yeah, in hindsight...
Whoa. We learn something new about this boy every time
Callum's
he speaks.
Crazy.
Yeah,
I think 5 years isn't long enough.
I don't think 5 years
and
is long enough.
And I think uni, you're an adult then.
You're
like,
an
it's
adult.
Not like, oh, we were 15. No, like when you're at uni, you're like an adult and you're in your right mind.
The only way I could kind of see it like working is like Chintzia said, when you have those little boyfriends at school when you're like 14, 15, 13, that aren't, they're not, it's not an adult relationship. It's like a little thing.
Yeah,
I could see that being like, oh my God, that's worked out weird. That, oh my God, remember when we used to go out at school? Like, I could, but
then the rule is, how many people is on the planet, Sophia?
Yeah, a lot.
How many?
7 billion.
That's correct. Yeah, has it reached 8 billion yet?
Don't think so.
7 billion people on this planet. Just find someone else.
Just find someone else.
Just.
That's what it always comes down to.
It's a simple rule.
Just find someone
else.
Oh, it's hit eight. Oh,
eight billion people. Science has confirmed it. Just find someone else.
There's so many, find someone else. But that's a good question. Would you rather date your ex or your best friend's ex? That's something to save for your drinking
games.
Food
for thought, you guys.
God, sorry, listen to this. My sister is dating my ex's lifelong best friend. So my ex is semi in my life 3 years after a horrible breakup.
Oh, that's not
and
good.
He's with someone new.
Oh, that's not good.
My sister is dating my ex's best friend.
So, your sister is potentially going to have to go on like double dates with your ex and his new girlfriend.
Girl.
And his new girlfriend's going to be sat there looking at your sister going, "That you're the sister of his ex.
What the fuck? That's a small.
If that was my sister, I'd say you're not allowed to hang out with him. I'd say you're not allowed to hang out with him.
So many people are saying, I'd rather die. Can't even answer this question. I'd rather die. Oh, God. That was a good one.
Oh, you guys.
Okay, wait. Just one more. This girl has said, girls, this one will blow your minds.
Go on, man.
My friend and I unintentionally slept with the same guy.
Listen, that can happen.
Now another girl in our friendship group, knowing this, is now officially in a relationship with him. And she knows that two of her friends have slept with him.
And it doesn't bother her. Doesn't faze her. Look, good for her. Good for her. Good for her. If she's in love,
Wow, yeah. I think it's probably safer to go back to your own ex.
Yeah. I think...
Unless it's a special circumstance.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you don't care about your best friend that much.
Yeah. Unless you hate your best friend.
Yeah. And you kind of fancy your best friend's ex.
Yeah. Weird.
Disgusting. Baby.
Okay. Thoroughly enjoyed that. That was a good... That was a good easer in for this week's boy talk. So where should we start this week? Okay, right. We're starting here this week. Boyfriend's mum keeps trying to show him pictures of attractive girls his age.
Excuse you.
Whilst I'm sat right there.
But also, there's an attractive female sat right here.
Who could be your future daughter-in-law. So
what a way to make me
from
feel
from an
shit.
Angry and disrespected girlfriend raging in the girls' bathroom.
Whoa, girl.
Okay.
No, this is unacceptable. Like,
I need help with my nightmare mum-in-law, my boyfriend's mum. She has recently really disrespected me in our relationship.
Whoa.
By repeatedly, slyly commenting on other girls' looks in the area that are my boyfriend's age, directly to my boyfriend while I'm sat there.
So almost like putting you down without going, oh, Susan... Oh, you blip, blip, blip. Mm.
Me and my boyfriend, let's call him Brian, have been together for over 2 years. Mm-hmm. We're 25, we live together, and we are really happy. I see us, like, you know, getting married soon, and this is something we talk about quite a lot. We have been through some really hard times together, but we've become stronger because of it. I love him to bits, and the feelings are mutual. It's just a really great relationship. Lovely stuff. But his mum took it a step too far this bank holiday weekend. Let's call her Karen.
What, a coronation weekend? Karen was doing this.
Karen is a typical, difficult, intense mother-in-law and wants me and my boyfriend to come around a lot to their house at any given time, which is not the end of the world, and we try and go when we can. Sometimes I leave it to him if I'm busy, CBA. Mm. Karen also gives our relationship a lot of unsolicited opinions on where me and my boyfriend should live, what life we should have, etc., even though we only live half an hour away from her at the moment. All these little things we take with a pinch of salt, and we say, like, yeah, you know, maybe, thanks for the advice, and then we just do what we want.
Yeah,
I can handle these aspects of Karen, and I'm always extremely polite and pleasant when she's giving her opinion and when I'm in her home. We give each other presents, like at Christmas and birthdays. My parents have met his parents. Everything seems pretty good. But Karen's recent actions have me questioning everything.
Shit.
Wow. There have been a few times where myself, Karen, and Brian are together, and Karen makes comments about other girls in the area that are our age, often commenting on their looks directly to my boyfriend when I'm there. Karen, what the fuck are you doing?
But, like, what is she saying?
For what? One time she commented to Brian that this girl they knew of had put pictures up of herself at an event, and she was saying how great she looked and how big her boobs were. Karen!
What the fuck?
Karen! She's put weird, right? I was there and felt extremely uncomfortable. She was saying this inappropriate stuff to my boyfriend.
Right, so you definitely felt like it was like a jab at, like...
Your boyfriend's mum is saying, God, look at Stacey. Her tits look great. Doesn't she look good? Look at that.
Right.
And you're thinking, ah?
Yeah, what about my tits?
Why are we talking about this? Yeah. Like, fair enough if you were showing me, like, another girl, like, oh, look how beautiful she looks in this. You'd look great in this. But you're isn't showing
just
my
like
boyfriend.
Admiring your son. Oh, look at her outfit. Yeah. You know, doesn't her skin look radiant?
There's a theme of talking about other girls' looks to my boyfriend while I'm there. And this bank holiday weekend, Karen took it a step too far.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's after a Sunday lunch. I'm sat with Brian, Karen, Brian's dad, and his two grannies. Aww. I'm sat in between my boyfriend and Karen. Mm-hmm. And out of nowhere, Karen puts her phone directly in my boyfriend's face and says, how good does Stephanie look? And the picture is the same neighbor mentioned before.
The same neighbor with
the same
nice
girl
tits.
From before. Literally shoved it in my boyfriend's face while I'm sat there in the middle and can see everything. It's just a bit random, isn't it?
Well, it's giving the vibes of, like, Karen back in the day tried to get Brian and Stacey to date
together,
and now she's like, unfortunately.
And she wants her son to be with her instead.
Yeah, and she's always wanted him to be with fucking Stephanie, Stacey, whatever her name is.
And she thinks you're in the way.
Yeah, and she's trying to lure him out of a two-year relationship by showing him pictures of Stacey. It's not going to work, is it? What? Is he meant to look at this picture and miraculously go, fucking hell, she's what I need.
I'm going to break up with my girlfriend
of 2 years who I live with.
I went silent out of complete shock. And my boyfriend's response was, and?
Good for him.
Good for him. His dad and then continued to...
tits are perky, but what am I meant to do with that?
His dad then continued to talk about some other good-looking girl his son's age down the street.
What?
Fucking hell, the dad's involved
as well. No, but you know, these conversations are what happens like when you're single. Like, yeah.
What about that lovely boy from down the road? Yeah. You know, he looks handsome.
Yeah, like that's like my dad will say, oh yeah, you should get yourself an Italian boy. Yeah. These are types of things like they say when you're single.
Single talk.
Not when you're, because they respect your relationship. Like, yeah. He's not going to say that well.
Not when you're in a two-year relationship.
Like, it's disrespectful to the girlfriend, especially when she's there.
When you're sat right there.
Like,
because also, this just would make me think, what are they saying when you're not there?
Yeah, because this type of stuff is probably annoying for Brian when you're not there.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's doing it when you're there is
because when you're not there, what if Karen is like, saying, so when are you going to call this off then? You know, it's been gone on a while now. Like, when are you going to wrap this one
up? She's not the one for you. She's not the one for you. She's not the mother of your children.
I don't see it personally.
No, I think Stacey is the one.
Stacey.
Look at this picture one more time.
Greatest.
Look at this picture.
Let me get this picture one more time. Okay, so the dad is also saying some good-looking girl, you know, our age down the street. And my boyfriend said, well, it's nothing on my girlfriend. Aww.
We love Brian.
His response was everything I would want it to be. But his mum didn't say much after he said that, which I found weird.
That is weird, because you should laugh that off.
Yeah.
Right?
And be like, oh, of course, you could never, none of them are better than the one you've got. Right. You know, don't mess this up, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should be that attitude.
It should be not like going sheepish.
No,
she's
like, oh, failed. It's not worked. Damn it.
Oh, fuck.
She's just sat there squirming.
Squirming. What in the world? Oh. Why did she think this would work?
It made me feel so uncomfortable and disrespected. And Brian could feel those vibes too. Oh. I just wanted to leave right there and then. I have never given her a reason not to like or respect me. And I believe I make her son happy.
Yeah.
Push him to reach his goals and support him.
I think you're a good girlfriend.
What more can you do?
I think you're a brilliant girlfriend.
But I do not understand her intention, and I am now questioning, am I not good enough for her son? Oh. And she's trying to get him with someone else down the road. Like, what the fuck? Mm. Or is she just trying to start drama and be nasty? Like, for what? It's a bit confusing. I find it bizarre that his mum is repeatedly trying to influence him to look at other girls and comment on their looks in front of me when he's in a happy relationship. It makes me feel sick.
It's so disrespectful.
My boyfriend knows I'm the kind of girl that will not put up with my boyfriend having a wandering eye for other girls, and that I know my worth and what I deserve. I'm incredibly loyal, so I expect the same in return. And he has given me that, despite his mum's weird behavior. I have told my boyfriend exactly how I feel about the situation, that it was disrespectful, inconsiderate, uncomfortable, and actually borderline nasty. Mm. He has confirmed he will speak to his mum and stick up for me and our relationship.
Good for Brian.
And ask her not to do that and ask why she did it in the first place. I told him this means a lot and that I don't feel comfortable being around his mum until after he speaks to her about this.
Wow.
Great.
Incredible.
You've acted
on this fantastically.
He totally agrees with me that it was wrong what Karen did agreed that him talking to his mum is the right approach. I also asked him if his mum, Karen, showed him pictures of girls like this when he was single, to which he replied, yes. I think it's disgusting she's carried on doing this when he's in a relationship and his amazing girlfriend is sat right there. That's the whole story, but I want to ask you girls, what do you think about this situation? Do you think it's normal, or do you think her intent might be nasty? And why do you think she started this behavior after 2 years of us being together?
Yeah.
Does this mean that her acting nice before was just an act? And lastly, I guess, how would you deal with this behavior from a mother-in-law when you really adore and love her son?
Yeah, I think it's definitely conniving behavior from her, not gonna lie.
I think it's just, I mean,
isn't it?
It's definitely weird.
Yeah.
She doesn't strike me as a mum who's got daughters.
Yes. Good point. Yes,
that's
same.
The energy that it gives
me. Yeah, because it's giving like, you clearly know this is going to upset me, a female, right? Mm. Or do you not know? Like, is she so oblivious?
Is she so oblivious?
Like, if she's so naive, you just go, look how good Stacey looks. Mm. Look.
But it seems that she's doing it so out of the blue. Like, it's not like, you know, Stacey's a neighbour. We've all left the house at the same time. Oh, hi, Stacey. You all right? We're hopping in the car. Oh, she looks great. I wonder where she's off to. It's not like it's that. It's like you're all sat having a Sunday lunch it's and weird. She pulls up a picture from Facebook and goes, look at Stacey's tits. It's not like it's naturally weaving into. It's like she's doing it on purpose.
I would understand here and there, say your mum's on Instagram. Oh my God, look at Helen.
Yeah.
Wow. Guys, look how good Helen looks.
Yeah, looks great.
Yeah, and it's like, that's a normal thing. If I see a picture of an attractive someone on my phone, Sophia, wow, look at that, isn't that gorgeous? Like, that's natural, that's what you do. But it's weird that it's constant and directed towards your boyfriend. It's not like she's showing you
her son.
Yeah, because I get it. If she's showing you, look how gorgeous this woman looks, isn't that, you know, that's normal.
I get that, because it's like girls being like, oh,
but it's weird that it's directed towards Brian.
Yeah,
and it's girls that are in the fucking area who he could date if he was single.
Yeah,
right,
who's like all the same age.
It's like she's trying to find all the eligible women in the area that he could potentially date,
potential suitors
for if your relationship ends, or like if he wants to break up with you.
I mean, it kind of feels like the obvious that she doesn't like you and she wants to get you out.
Fortunately,
that's what I would take. That's how I would feel if my boyfriend's mum was doing that. I'd be like, oh, fucking hell.
Well, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm not sitting around your table.
No,
again, it's rude. It's
but
just
I think
disrespectful.
You've acted exactly how you should have.
Yeah,
and it's
so
great that your boyfriend is completely on side and being like, yeah, it's fucking weird. Like, I'm going to have to speak to her about that.
Because there would be nothing worse. Imagine he was defending his mum and her actions.
Yeah.
And you were feeling completely not validated
like you were
in how
crazy.
You were feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like no one was seeing you in that situation. So I'm glad that he's a great guy.
Yeah.
I think he's
he's got your back, which is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Like, you'd rather it be that way around and his mum be a bit whatever than his mum be lovely, but he's a fucking idiot. Like, you'd rather have it that way around. And it's great that he's on your side and
your side.
Really feel like, yeah, it's weird, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Which is good.
He just needs to speak to his mum, and hopefully she just needs to realize that you're
not going anywhere. So,
and then I think she'll relax.
Yeah,
maybe she's obviously going through something right now, thinking, oh, can he do better.
Yeah, maybe she's like, maybe she's going through a weird thing of, okay, they've been together for 2 years now, they live together, like, what if they get engaged? Like, I don't know. I'm not,
because like at the end of the day, like you said in your email, as long as Brian's happy, what's your problem?
Like,
I'm not doing any harm.
No.
I'm a supportive, loving girlfriend.
Why aren't I good
enough? You know,
but
like, he could do much worse.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think, not that we're mums or have mum experience, but
we
we have dogs. I think there are some mums out there who, they have the attitude that no one is good enough for their son. Mm. And we've said this before. And I think, you know, try not to take it personally. Mm. I think you could be anyone. You could be like the best person. I don't know. You could be anyone and she would probably still find something that she doesn't like about you. Like, if she's just one of those people, she's just one of those people.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate that she can't just see that Brian's happy.
Like, it's mums and their sons, you know, mums and their sons. It's
fuck.
Yeah.
God.
So.
Because like.
Try not to take it personally. Just
wonder
stay in your own lane.
Maybe
just think like, I'm not going to let that affect me. Like, you're acting really weird. Like, I don't know what your problem is. I'm happy. Yeah. We're in a happy relationship. Yeah. I make your son very happy. He loves me. Yeah. And I think just like.
Brian's trying to handle it. Brian's going to have a conversation.
Yeah. Stay in your own lane and just try and ignore her. Or if you want, call her out.
Yeah. Text her.
When she next does it, pin her up and be
just
like,
go,
what's this
for? That's not very appropriate, isn't it, Helen?
Yeah. That makes me feel quite uncomfortable, actually.
Oh, that, you know, I'm sat right here.
Mm.
You know,
What about me?
Rate my outfit wrong through 10.
Mm. It's disappointing behavior from my own law, but what you've done everything you can, unfortunately, and maybe this will just be a phase and she'll get used to it. Maybe, hopefully, once Brian spoke to her, she'll be like, okay, I'll chill out.
I think
a bit.
Once she's realised that you're not going anywhere, she's got nothing.
Yeah.
She's got nothing else to do but accept you. Mm. And if she doesn't, then just don't go around. Well, then she lives half an hour away. Just don't go around to the fucking house.
It's her problem because she's only going to see her own son less.
Exactly.
Because you two are going to go off and have your own life and you're not going to keep her included in your life.
She's only pushing her son away and her daughter-in-law. Yeah. So
she's building a rod for her own back. Yeah.
She's doing it to herself.
Yeah. But I get that that's hard. It's not nice.
It's not, no, no.
But at least your boyfriend is on your team.
Blatantly disrespectful, This subject title
subject
doesn't
line.
Really make... Yeah, subject line.
Is it? Subject line, yeah.
Yeah. It's confusing me.
Mm.
And she's put engaged, confused. Engaged, comma, confused, comma, past fling. What does that mean?
Sounds like a plot for a storybook.
She's engaged, she's confused, but she's thinking about past fling.
When she's engaged.
Shit. Hello, girls. I have found myself confused.
Fuck.
I'm not sure what to do.
And I'm engaged.
Let me just make some assumptions. I think she's engaged, she's thinking about past fling, and she's confused. So I've been with my fiance, let's call him Brian, since September 2018.
Okay.
So that's 5 fucking years.
Quite a long time.
Wow. For the vast majority of our relationship, he has been amazing. Gorge. He would always have my favourite snacks in the car.
In the car?
That is lovely.
Oh, I love that.
That is lovely.
Love
get me an extra blanket when we watched the movie because he knew I would get cold.
Aww. What a sweetheart.
Oh, I would always go out of his way to make sure I was happy.
Aww.
Oh, he Goals. Sounds great. Goals. Snacks in the car. Always got to be
car
fed.
For me.
They do say the stomach is the way to the heart.
Mm, they do.
When I severely broke my arm in 2019,
okay,
he helped me shower, do my hair, made food, never complained, waited on me hand and foot.
Oh, in sickness and in health.
Oh, in sickness and in health. Really taking that seriously. Yeah, I love that.
I appreciate that.
We would have arguments, you know, now and again, but nothing serious. More so have been about politics, football. Ooh. Who should have won The Bachelor, etc. So just having, you know, heated...
Little disagreements.
Discussions.
Healthy debates.
You know, healthy... Mm. People go to school to debate. It's
debate
good
club.
To have debating.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 2021, he bought a house and asked me to move in with him.
Gorge. Lovely steps.
So this is 2 years ago.
Mm, great
Not
steps.
Even a month after moving in, I came home with a puppy, his dream dog.
Oh my God.
And we had
what
a bit
is
of a
this
cute,
fairy tale
small family.
Life?
Whoa, you're living.
You just
dream.
Showing up with a puppy in a box with a red ribbon on it, you know.
He's bought the house. Here's a key, move in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's a puppy.
Oh, gorge. Okay. November of 2022, we got engaged.
Lovely. So just
Whoa.
Last November. Okay, yeah.
We're looking at about 7 months.
Yeah.
November, December. 7 months. We got engaged and I couldn't have been more excited.
Oh, lovely
he
stuff.
He loves you.
Yeah. What's going wrong?
It was then that I decided to take on a part-time job in the weekends.
Okay.
On top of my full-time job during the week.
Okay.
And school, as I am also getting my master's degree. So right. You are a busy girl.
You're thinking, we've got a wedding to pay for now. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be feeding 100 people in about a year and a half's time.
You're studying, doing a master's. You've got a full-time job and a part-time job.
You've got
job.
A lot on the plate.
You are busy. Yeah, she said to help pay for the wedding.
Yeah.
Since our engagement, I have felt that there has been a lot more tension between us.
Oh, okay.
We argue about a lot more of the little things. He has shouted at me for merely giving him a look.
Oh.
It's not funny. Which half of the time I'm not aware I am making.
Ooh.
So saying, stop looking at me like that.
So ever since you've got engaged,
Shit.
There's been a shift. Now, what is that about?
Well, he's saying...
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Because you said it when you got engaged, it was the happiest day of your life.
So he's saying, right, so he shouted at me. So because of this luck, also my family.
What?
She just said my family. Or how I am not fun anymore because I'm constantly stressed. Don't tell me I'm not fun anymore when I'm working hard and I'm getting shit done.
And I'm also working at the weekends.
Yeah. And I'm also studying and working a full-time job and a part-time job. You can't just sit there and go, you're no fun anymore. Mm. That is so fucking annoying. Mm. You know, to someone to say that, make that comment to you when you are working out of your ass, so busy getting shit done. Like,
it's a slap in the face.
It is. Like, from the person you love and you want to be, like, cared for and nurtured by. Do you know what I mean?
Where's the energy of you know, washing my hair and I broke my arm.
Oh,
where's
baby,
that Brian
you're working
gone?
So hard, you know. Let me make
you're
dinner
no
tonight.
Fun. You're no
Take
fun.
Take me out then. I'll show you a good time. Right.
If you think I'm no fun, make a booking.
The snacks in the car fucking run out.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Of course I'm no fun. There's no snacks in the car anymore.
But also, like, not every day is going to be fun. Like,
that's just life. That,
like, we're
that's
adults.
Reality.
Like, not every day is going to be like, oh my God, this is so exciting. Let's do this and this and this and this.
Like, it's real life now. Yeah. Like, we're getting married.
Like, there's going to be mundane periods of life. That's just what happens.
So, like, to just like the comment of you're no fun anymore is actually just like, fuck
Excuse
off.
Me?
Excuse you. You're no fun anymore. What should I say to you? You're no fun anymore.
You fucking what?
You're no fucking fun anymore.
Right.
What?
Ouch.
Ouch.
Acting like it's all on me.
Right.
Ouch.
That hits.
I'd be like, you're no fun anymore. How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, you're no fun anymore because you're saying shit like this.
Yeah.
Because now you're saying shit like this. I don't want to hang out with you.
I'm no fun anymore because when I look at you, you shout at me. That's why I'm no fun anymore.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because I'm constantly stressed. It's telling me I should quit school and both jobs as he can afford paying for the both of us. Oh, so he's saying
Right.
But she's saying I would never quit my full-time job or school as I never want to rely on someone else for my livelihood.
Amen.
Yes.
That's a great attitude
to have. And also, like,
have.
You're studying. This is your passion. You love the subject,
you
I imagine.
You want to feel fulfilled. You've got your own passion.
Yeah, like, you enjoy education. And, like, it's like something you want to do
and
for yourself.
You get a lot out of working.
Yeah, you feel
it's
rewarded.
It's your social time. You see people there. You feel like you're doing something.
You've got
you're accomplishing
at work.
Things. Yeah.
You feel like you have a purpose. It gives you your vocation in life, you know. Right. He even fought me about my parents' financial standings.
What?
And that I have never had to work for what I have, unlike him. Whoa.
But
whoa,
now you're
whoa.
Telling me not. What are you,
like,
what
I
are
want
you going
to
on
work.
Here?
Like, I want to work. Like, just because my parents are maybe got some money and you've got some money doesn't mean, like, I want to work. Mm. So, okay, so he's having, all right. Our arguments have gotten to the point that I am crying, stating to him that I mentally cannot handle this argument.
Shit.
Fuck.
Why is he causing a ruckus?
A ruckus.
Like, you've been together since 2018. It's a long time.
Like, you know me by now.
Right.
Like, why are we all of a sudden arguing
why
over,
now in the past seven
over
months?
Me working and studying and...
Why, since we've got engaged, has it all changed?
Right.
What's that about? Got to be a science
and
to that.
And it's never good when someone's making you cry constantly.
No, absolutely not.
No, it's
absolutely
that in
not.
Itself makes me cry constantly. That is just not
that
a good.
That is not it.
Because he should not want to see you crying.
No.
Like, yes,
that should
having,
be the one person in your life that doesn't, would do anything
to not make
you
cry. And, like, yes, if we're having a discussion, a heated discussion.
A healthy debate.
It shouldn't end in...
In me sobbing in, every night, being like, I can't keep going.
Yes. However, okay, so I'm saying I can't handle these arguments. He would then continue to yell at me.
Fucking hell, what the fuck is up with this guy? Voices, please. Inside voices.
So he would yell at me.
You're giving me a headache. Got a migraine.
My head is fucking pounding.
Shut up.
I told you I had a headache this morning. And you're shouting at me. What the fuck? So he would continue to yell at me until he decides to leave the house and drive off for several hours. So he's running away from the problems. He's a runawayer, right?
I don't like that.
So he's slamming
the door. That is how some people deal with arguments. I get that, but I don't like that.
So yeah, he's like slamming the door in a rage. He is always apologetic when he returns. Yet I feel as if I am walking on eggshells for days afterwards. That is
never a good sign. Never.
You should not be walking on eggshells.
We had a friend
anyone.
That we had to walk on eggshells with, and it was not good.
It's a life filled up with anxiety and uncertainty,
and also feeling like whatever you do, you're always going to be in the wrong.
Yeah,
and that feeling
whatever
of
you do
somehow,
is not good enough.
Yeah, like whatever, like I can never be in the right. Like I'm always the one that's going to be in the wrong. Like it's always going to get twisted back on me. Like it brings all those feelings with that.
It has had me really second guessing everything.
Shit.
The last argument we had after he left, I packed up food for our dog and his bed and took the dog and I drove. I drove for several hours, not having a set destination to the point that I could no longer cry. Whoa. Brian has had called several times, but I didn't answer until 4 hours after I left.
Wow.
This was 5 days ago.
Shit. Oh my God. What a turbulent week you've had.
When I came home, he said that I shouldn't have given him the look.
What is this look?
When he is talking to me. And I responded by saying, stop gaslighting me and get rid of whatever stick you have up your ass.
Whoa.
So what is you've going come on back here? After
4 hours.
4 hours, and he's gone, don't give me that look. This look that apparently triggers him. This look triggers him to his core. And so you're saying, stop gaslighting me. Right. I had also indicated that if he ever spoke to me again the way he did, that I would take the dog and he would never see or hear from us ever again.
Good for you, girl.
In addition, since my engagement, an old college fling, let's call him Scott. Here we go.
Here's Scott. Scott.
Scott's swooping in and it's different.
And you're thinking,
it's fun. It's
light.
It's light. We're not arguing.
He likes me. He's nice to me. He's making an effort. He wants to impress
me. There is nothing worse. Also, this like look thing, right? Stop it. I can't control my face.
I don't know what you mean by
like
that.
it's like you're trying to just dig at me, get at me for like I don't know, it's weird. And Scott looks at me in adoration. Do you know what I mean? I can look at Scott in any way and he just kisses me. You know
well,
what
Scott's
I mean?
A colleague at the moment, so maybe not.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. You're starting to wonder. Right,
your mind's going there.
Yeah,
is Scott a colleague? Is that what she said?
College fling. Let's call him Scott. He's reached out to me. Like the universe
is sending you a lifeline.
Did it on purpose. At first, the conversation with him was him congratulating us on the engagement.
Oh,
catching up since we had not seen each other since I graduated in 2015. Whoa, so this is a real blast from the past. When we're in college, we had a fling. Although at the time I wanted to label us, he wasn't ready for that type of commitment. I was sad, but
he's ready now.
He's ready fucking now. Swoops in, congrats.
Question mark.
Congrats, ... I was sad, but wasn't bothered too much. So I knew I was graduating several months later and he would still have another year before he graduated. Yeah, you were moving on to other things. Brian was on a boys' trip and Scott had asked to hang out.
Fuck.
Brian's out of town. We're going to go hang out with Scott. We're going to kiss. We're going to snog.
Fuck.
Take that ring off. Going to
take
that
it
ring,
off
Put
right
that ring
now.
In the box. I'm going out. Since things seemed to be purely catching up based and we haven't seen each other in 8 years, I thought it wouldn't be an issue. When I saw Scott, it was like a rush of feelings that I haven't felt since college.
Oh my God, here we go.
I kept myself composed as we had a few drinks, watched a movie.
Where are you?
Sat on a sofa, snuggling.
Are you in his house?
What? Or maybe they went out to watch a movie. At the end of the movie, Scott said that he had to confess something to me.
Stop it.
This is perfect timing. This is brilliant.
This is wonderful timing.
No, this is just great because it's showing you, look, I don't have to be with this guy who's shouting, yelling at me. Like, no. I can find someone like Scott.
Yeah.
And I've got Scott right here in front of me. He's going to continue right
to
now.
Be with me.
But place those lips on my lips. Right.
What's he confessing?
So he says, I've got to confess something to you.
Oh my God. If someone ever said that to me, I would freak out.
He has said, this is lovely. I've just read her.
What?
He said, wait, I've just lost my spot. He has said that he's been in love with me ever since I left things with him back in 2015.
Wow.
He's been in love with you for 8 years. Is that 8 years?
I bet he was crushed when he saw your engagement post.
Listen, he said, He said that he has been in love. Wait. He said that he's tried to get over me, go on dates, but he kept comparing other girls to me and they couldn't measure up to me.
Of course they can't. What a lovely no one thing can. To hear.
He had even moved away to Kentucky. Oh, we're in America.
Oh, wow.
Over 12-hour drive away, trying to forget about me, but he just couldn't.
Really?
Whoa. You left such a spell on this guy.
Who are you?
Who are you? We need a bit of your fairy dust. He had said that he just needed to make his feelings known.
Wow.
He just couldn't hold it in anymore.
Wow.
Not attempting to break up my engagement or anything along those lines. Well, he has said Brian is the luckiest guy. Fuck. And that
Brian doesn't fucking think so. Right. He hates me.
Right. Brian can't
just
look
at
me.
Just shouts at me.
Just shouts at me. Makes me cry.
It's not funny.
No, it's not. He said that Brian is the luckiest guy, blah, blah, blah.
Shit.
That is when I broke down crying.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, because he said, I deserve every happiness life has to offer.
Oh, and you're just not in and that place
like,
with Brian
the
right
timing
now.
Is just like, it's like, who was
orchestrated
who
this?
Who was orchestrated this? Because, like, it's unreal.
Divine timing.
Right. So I broke down crying, telling him everything that's been going on with me and Brian.
Shit.
I told him everything. All the fights, the things Brian has said to me, how I don't know what to do. Mm. Before I knew it, Scott was hugging me, holding me tight. And I just melted. Oh. He held me, kissed my forehead as I cried into his shoulder for several hours.
Several hours?
Scott.
Shit.
Scott right now is freaking out, right?
Scott is thinking, oh my fucking God.
He's thinking,
I can't believe it.
Right. 8 years thinking that you were happy.
Come.
And all
shit.
Well.
Let's keep reading. Let's get to the end of
this. Scott walked me out to my car at the end of the night, holding my hand, telling me that if we were to ever fight again, to just come straight to his place.
Wow.
I'm gonna cry.
Scott's become
your rock. No questions. He said, come to my place, no questions. Since seeing Scott, I felt so confused as what to do.
Shit.
In addition, I have not stopped dreaming of Scott.
Fucking hell. I'd go and be with Scott, I would.
I know this is a hot mess, but do you have any advice on what I should do?
Shit.
No one else knows besides Scott about the fights. So no one knows about
the
fights.
Okay.
That me and Brian have been having. Everyone has been pushing me to continue on with planning the wedding.
No, definitely not. Listen, okay.
After the most recent fight, I did not drive to Scott's because of how I've been feeling towards him. I don't want to complicate things between us and worry that I saw him again, that I would be too tempted.
Oh, good for
you. So you're trying to like, right.
Okay. This goes back to the classic, what is the reality of your relationship? And they always say this when you're considering a breakup, look classic. At the reality of your relationship.
Look at the past 6 months.
Yeah, like take your relationship for what it is now. Forget about, oh, we're supposed to be getting married. Fuck that, forget about that.
And it's been 5 years.
You're not married yet. You're only engaged. You're not married yet.
Thankfully.
Okay, you can take that ring off and it's like nothing's ever happened. Yeah. Like, forget about that. Don't feel obligated.
Just because he got down on one knee, what,
no.
Am I meant to be flattered?
No.
Am I meant to be flattered?
No.
And then the week after you're yelling at me?
No.
But I'm still meant to be flattered because, oh, I've got the ring.
Yeah.
And you want to marry me? No, you're treating
and
me
like
shit right now.
And like you said at the start of your email, you're like, you know, when we met, it was like this and it was like this and this. And it's like, that is beautiful.
Wonderful.
But unfortunately, it is no longer the relationship that it was when you met.
Yeah.
Like if it was like, if the past 6 months were all you had to go off, like if you met him 6 months ago and your past 6 months were your entire relationship, you would have left probably
Weeks and weeks. Months. You would have left Abe.
You would. Yeah. It would not still be going on. No, like, because if that was all you had of the relationship, you would think that was the worst boyfriend I ever had. He was so horrible to me. We were so turbulent.
He made me cry all the time.
We cried all the time. I hated it. It was horrible.
He made me feel small. He didn't respect me.
And it would be like the worst ex you ever had. But because you've got these like positive, happy memories from 5 years ago, that is what it gives you hope to think, oh, but we have been good before. So, you know, maybe we can be like that again.
Is it just a phase?
Is it just a phase? But it's like, I think, like, look at the current state of the relationship. Do you want to spend the rest of your life with a man who makes you feel like that? No fucking way.
No, you don't.
No way.
And I think that's why you're in this like confused state, because
you're thinking, is it just wedding stress? Yes. You know, I've got a lot on. Like, yes. Is it just that? But bottom line, you should not be, that your fiance should not be making you cry like every day. No. Should not be shouting at you and saying, don't fucking look at me like that. And you've gone for 4 hours. And when you've come back, you know, he's not being like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Yeah. He's had that still like, don't
attitude.
Look at me. Like, that is not someone you'd even want to be related to, let alone like getting him married, signing up for a life with them. Like,
it's alarming and scary. And it scares, I don't know if like this was calculated, like I'm just thinking here, but like, it's like he lured you into the illusion of this incredible relationship and this lovely life that you're gonna have together. Oh, I've bought a house, move in, here's a puppy, la la. And then as soon as he proposed to you, it was like a switch
down. It was a switch, which is,
because it was
weird.
Only 6 months ago, as soon as he put that ring on your finger and you started planning this,
like,
wedding, it was like, I didn't care anymore, job's done. Now I can treat her like shit because I've got her now,
which is just weird.
But
I don't get it.
It's like that is the attitude.
He's not happy either, though, which is the thing.
I know, but it's like, it's weird. It's like everything switched, everything changed.
It's almost like now that he knows, well, he thinks like, oh, well, okay, it's a done deal now. Like, we're going to be together forever. It's like he does no longer has the need to be like, oh, I've got to keep her on the good.
Yeah,
I've got
and he's
to,
just,
you know,
kind of
be on my good behavior.
Yeah,
like, otherwise just, she'll just leave. But if I marry her, it's going to be harder for her to leave, and she won't want to leave. Like, it's kind of like he's gone
and
down.
And he's just
that.
He thinks he can say whatever he wants.
Yeah,
he thinks he can just,
because you're not going to go anywhere because you're getting married.
Yeah, because everyone, you're planning the wedding.
Yeah,
you know, and he just thinks that he can get away with shit.
Yeah, doesn't have to try anymore.
Yeah, but. You cannot,
because his girlfriend
me.
Isn't just going to break up with him. Now it's his fiance calling off a wedding, and
but
it
I'm
feels
sorry.
More than it is.
No,
but
we
it's
should
not.
Be treated the way you are being treated right now by this man. And I think everything happens for a reason. Scott has been brought in for this miraculous reason. I think it's incredible.
Shined
this does
light.
Not happen. Like, when has one of our exes ever come back after 8 years and said
Never.
They've been in love with us?
Never.
This is like unreal. So I think you really have to
go with it.
And you know how you're feeling. I think you know, like, it's not right.
You don't want to spend the rest of your life with this man.
No, I think you know it's not right. It's terrifying. You're walking eggshells. You don't want to live in a house with a guy who you're scared of what's going to happen
never
in the next hour.
Have, like, even if you've got friends in your life that you feel you need to walk on eggshells around, that's a huge
flag. It's just a no-no. It's just, you know, when you're
let
at
alone
home,
a partner.
It's meant to be your sanctuary. You're meant to be,
a
peace
team.
At home. You're
it
a
should
team.
Be your best friend. Like, it should be like your other half.
Right, because
like,
it sounds like you're arguing about financial things. It should be, a team effort. Like, so what are we going to do to, yes, I'm a little bit stressed right now, but doesn't mean
but
you should be shouting at me, effing and blinding at me and storming out.
No.
Like, support me. Like, yes, I've got a lot on my plate right now, but like, don't fucking
so
shout
step up.
So yeah, step up and like, let's get
weird.
Through this. Like, I don't know, he's
very disappointing.
He's not acting like a loving, caring fiance. He's
but you're like,
just like,
as we all do, you're holding on to all the good times that it was, and who this person could be and who this man was
and who he promised he would be in the future. He kind of promised to you and you're thinking about that lovely engagement and what he promised. And you just like,
and you've had like 5 years of like picturing your whole life with this man. You've probably spoke about kids and where you're going to live one day, and you've pictured your whole life with this man, and it's such a huge like shift when you're like, oh shit, like that's all being I don't know if I'm going to have that anymore. It's a whole, it's like your life literally turns on its head.
Yeah, it's a different relationship.
But people call off engagements every fucking day.
Yeah.
Okay, you can call off an engagement anytime you want. You can say nope, not doing it anymore. I don't want to marry this man. I don't know who this man is, but it's not the man I met. Yeah. I don't want to go further with
he
this.
He doesn't deserve you at all. And he needs to realize, absolutely, I am out.
I'm not signing up for this. This
is, you know, I want a life which is calm, peaceful, and joyful.
Where my man loves with me, a man and who worships loves, me and thinks of me so
and also,
highly.
I don't need a man. I need someone to add more to my life. Right now, you are making it worse, right? And that's the most important thing. Like, I'm better off alone than with you in this relationship where I'm stressed. You're stressing me out more. Mm. You're making me cry.
Yeah. I think you need some time apart.
I think you call it off.
I think so too.
Right now, don't jump into anything with Scott. I know it's tempting. Mm. I think
it's
lovely. And I think there could be something there with you and Scott. Mm. I really do. But I would just take your time.
Yeah.
You know, let him know I'm calling off the engagement.
Feel the emotions.
Just let Scott know. Maybe call him up. I'm calling off the engagement. Just want to know I love you and respect you. Mm. So glad you're here. I just need time to process all these crazy emotions that are going on.
What's going on.
But, you know.
I'm going to have to change my living arrangements now. Like, I've got a lot of shit to deal with. It's not the time to be entertaining Scott.
But kind of say, but when I'm ready, you know, I know where you are. I know where to find you. Mm. You know, I appreciate you for opening up to me. It really helped me realize a lot of things. I'm very grateful to him for that. Mm. But if you can control yourself, I wouldn't, you know, jump into a relationship.
One thing at a time.
Let's tackle this engagement. You got a dog to think about.
Yeah.
But it's good to know that, you know,
like, it may be worth like having a chat with your fiancé. And being like,
but it's like, are we even capable of an adult conversation?
Well, if you're capable of a calm conversation and just being like, what has gone on? Like, you must have so many questions. I've got questions. Yeah. Fucking hell. You must have so many questions in your head being like, what's changed? What's gone on? Is there something you're not telling me? Like, what is going on here? I feel like you need some like answers.
Right now, I think he's just going to start gaslighting you, getting angry, turning it all on you.
I mean, like, it's your fault.
I think he's not capable of this kind of conversation. I think he'll just storm out, get angry, storm out. Mm. I think, that seems to be what's going on, the pattern that's going on. Gaslight, I think, he's just trying to, I don't even think he's capable of that conversation.
Mm.
Until you actually leave. And then he's like, oh shit.
Then it'll fuck him.
Then it will hit him. And then he'll realize, fuck, what have I done?
Mm.
But no, you can't. No,
be brave.
Be brave.
Get your ducks in a row.
First, tell your fucking friends, tell your family what is going on. You need some support from the people who love you and care about you. Like, tell your mum, sisters, friends what the situation is.
Mm.
Get that support and it'll be much easier to make these decisions because it's harder.
When you've
harder.
Got people that know what's going on.
Yeah, because it's harder when you feel like you're just doing it all on your own. Mm. It's you and Scott.
Fucking Scott.
Oh, I love Scott. Imagine being in love with someone for 8 years. Baby.
Okay. Switching gears here. Should I go on a holiday with a guy I've kissed when I'm now seeing someone else?
1 second. What does that mean?
I'll read
Should I go on holiday with a guy I've kissed?
I think
kissed.
She's going with a group of people. She's kissed someone, but she's seeing someone else.
In the group.
In the group.
Got it.
No. What?
Wait, she's going on holiday with a group of people. She's kissed a guy in that group, but she's dating someone else.
Yeah. Right. So like, how would you feel if your boyfriend was going on holiday with someone
that he's kissed?
That he's kissed, essentially.
That. Absolutely not.
So my housemate is in a bit of a pickle and we've been talking about this dilemma for about 2 hours. So we thought, who better to ask about this situation? There's a fear and chintz here. So I'm emailing on her behalf. So my housemate, Susan, 20 years old, she's been seeing a guy from uni that she met in the club, club for about 3 months.
Gorge.
Susan has been invited on a group mixed gendered holiday with her home friends from secondary school. Mm-hmm. One of the boys that is going, she has got with before and wasn't particularly honest with Brian about it.
So did he ask like, oh, so have you got any history with these people? Mm. And she said no.
Brian told her that he'd find it disrespectful if she now went on this holiday and she is worried it might cause him to end things completely.
Wait, so he's found out that she has in fact kissed someone in that group?
I think so, right. She wants to go on this holiday, obviously, because all her friends are going and it was in the works before she started seeing Brian.
Right.
Also, the boy she kissed now has a new girlfriend and they've been together for a year. She has also only been seeing him for 3 months, but it is getting serious quite quickly. Brian, however, will not ask her to be his girlfriend until after this holiday if she goes on it.
What is it with you, Brian?
Is it disrespectful for her to go on this holiday? Last time they spoke about it, the combo didn't go very well. How should she bring it up to him and tell him that she wants to go? Okay.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's hard because I'm imagining if my boyfriend said to me,
yeah,
oh, I'm going on holiday.
With this big group.
It's mixed, but you can't come. Because that'd be my first question. Well, if the girls are coming, why the fuck aren't I going? Yeah. That would be my first question. Oh, it's a mixed holiday. Girls and boys. You're not coming, by the way.
There is a girl there.
Have you got with any? And then I'm saying, all right, have you got any history with anyone? No. And then it finds out, what, a week later? Oh, actually, yeah, I have got with a girl that's going. I'd be like, well, you're not fucking going anymore.
Right.
I don't know. I think
it's, yeah, because it, like, it seems innocent. Like,
yeah,
from your point of view, it's like, look, this guy, it was from when we're at secondary school.
It was over a year ago, she said. It was a year and a half
over
ago.
Over a year ago. I'm dating someone new, Brian.
He's got a whole of the girlfriend
He's got
of
a
year.
Girlfriend. So it's like,
that's got to give you some reassurance.
Right. So it's like, what do you think we're going to be doing? Going on this holiday and fucking snogging straight away,
his talking, girlfriend's coming.
Talking passionately.
Or
like,
maybe she's not coming. I don't know.
I don't know if she's coming, but do you know what I mean? It's like, look, we're going for the sentimental, like, secondary school friend vibes. Like, and we can't control. Yes, there's been a bit of, you know,
chemistry.
You know, people have got with people, but it's like, that's
we've known each other a long time.
It's from school. Mm. So it's like, you could even look at it like, come on, like, it's innocent. He's got a girlfriend. Like, what the hell? Like, yeah. I'm seeing you, blah, blah, blah.
I think if I was you, it's been 3 months. Do whatever you fucking do what you want.
Do what you want.
Don't let him stop you. If it's been three months, just think,
don't let a guy tell you what to do. And I think it's not that important. I think go on this holiday. I think you'd rather go on the holiday and piss Brian off
than miss out on the holiday and then break and then you're not even together
anyway. And
then
look back 5 years
time
and go, I'm really sad I missed out on that holiday because that stupid fucking boy.
Yeah.
Because boys come and go.
Yeah.
Especially this boy from uni.
Yeah. I wouldn't let it stop you. I know we're saying if it was in reverse, we wouldn't be happy about it. But
well, it's like, yeah, he's not going to be happy. Brian's not going to be happy.
You're not going to be excited at the thought of your girlfriend.
I don't like the way that he's kind of threatening, like, well, you're not going to be my girlfriend unless you don't go. It's like, whoa.
Until you get back.
It's like, what am I? I'm not your, like, you can't tell me how.
I think that's just like an age thing. Like, I remember when I was at my old job and this girl, she was about the same age. She was going on holiday with her boyfriend. No, she had a girl's holiday and this guy she was talking to had a boy's holiday. And they agreed, like, oh, we won't become a couple till after the holiday. I think that's just like...
Yeah, it's just like a thing.
It's just a thing.
Yeah. But it's... Yeah. I wonder how he found out that he had actually got with one of these guys.
I know. I mean, the lie kind of
does make it worse, doesn't it?
I would think, like, you, like, when we were it was reversed, like I was saying earlier, I would get a lot of comfort knowing if that girl had been in a relationship for a year. I'd be like, oh yeah, okay, whatever then.
Yeah,
like if she was single, I'd be a bit like, oh
well, yeah, because then she's gonna be going this holiday and thinking, oh, here's a past fling,
yeah, let's
have some fun. Like,
yeah. But this guy has had a girlfriend for a year.
I know.
Like, I think maybe say to this new guy, it's not even your boyfriend, say to him, like, look, with all due respect, you're not going to stop
me. With all due respect, I'm not in love with you.
Yeah, like, I've known you for 3 months. Yeah. I've known these people for years. I'm going to go on a holiday with them. This was all, like, you know, in motion before I met you. Like, I'm not pulling out. Like, I get it. I'm sorry that you might feel uncomfortable that I have kissed with this guy. I did want to keep that, you know, out off your radar because why would I bring that energy into this relationship?
Yeah.
But, you know, I like you. I'm really excited about where things could go with you. Like, I'm not interested in this guy. He's got a whole other girlfriend of a year. Like, he's not interested. There's no chemistry there anymore.
Like, we were like 17,
it was an old
18,
school thing.
Like,
if you don't agree with my decision, like, let's just call it a day here because I want to enjoy my holiday.
Yeah. There we fucking go.
And then he can
there
just
we fucking
whatever.
Go. Boys come.
It's
go.
Been 3 months. Like, if this was your boyfriend of 8 years that was like, babe, I'm really not comfortable, then it's a different ball game. But you've known the boy.
And I don't
for
like
three
how he's
months.
Threatening the girlfriend card. Like, I think that's very immature. Oh, well, you're not gonna be my girlfriend.
Because imagine if you didn't go and then, like, in 2 weeks' time you found out you kissed someone in a nightclub, you'd be like, oh
yeah,
fuck, I should have gone.
Right now,
definitely
he's not your boyfriend, he can't control you. I think
go, and have
go
a good
on the
time.
Holiday, like, you're only gonna regret it if you don't go.
Go and
all
have
your
a good
friends.
Time.
You're only young once.
YOLO.
Like, YOLO. Like, it's very rare to be able
to
get
on the holiday and snog him. I'm just kidding.
Go on the holiday, snog the guy. Fucking get him to cheat on his girlfriends.
Just kidding. Don't do that. But just go, like, and have a good time.
But it's like, it's so rare to get down. All the secondary school friends together for a holiday. Nice. Like, I think it's lovely and like, do it. Fuck Brian.
Yeah.
Don't threaten the girlfriend, Carl. Like, I don't, what, you think I want to be a girlfriend that bad? No, I fucking don't.
I don't want to be a girlfriend, so let's stop that right there. Like, get that thought out of your head.
Hold your fucking horses.
Hold your horses.
But it's like, you think I'm that flattered that you want to be my boyfriend? No. Not that flattered.
You're not even fit.
You're not even fit. Like, and you smell a little bit. Like,
I don't even like you.
Listen, I don't fucking like you. Like, I'm going to go and snog this boy.
Oh, God.
Snog. Oh, we went to second base.
I don't know what the bases are.
Well, yeah, we made out, but like only first, like, first base.
Is kissing.
Kissing. I have no idea what the bases are.
Okay, let's do a quiz. First base, I'm thinking, is kissing.
Yeah.
Second base?
Only first base. I think
I got second base. What does that
mean? Second base is like oral stuff, hands.
What? Yes. What did you just say?
Oral.
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 Is that oral. Second base?
Yeah. I think it's like handsy stuff, like maybe a bit of
groping.
Yeah. Because how many bases are there? Three.
Three.
And then three is all the way.
Yeah.
So second is like your classic blowjob, your fingering, your handsy.
Yeah.
And then third base is, all the way. Oh, we went to third all base, guys.
I got to third base.
My God.
There's four bases.
What's the fourth?
He
stimulated me below the waist.
First base kiss. Second base above waist.
Above waist what?
The feeling your tits.
Yeah.
Maybe he took his top off. I don't know. Where are you?
Sucking his nipples.
Maybe a neck kiss. You know, third base is below the waist.
Oh, I have so many hickeys. We got to second base.
Then fourth base is having sex.
Whoa, you're coming in.
Yeah, well, yeah, we got second base.
We kept it, you know, low key at second base, all above the waist.
You know, second base, all you above know, the waist, or all north of the belt.
Nothing below the below the tits. I kept it all north.
All above the waist.
It is so interesting. We just got, we snogged. Right.
Snogged.
Right, one more. We're going to do roulette. How do I tell the boy I flew to see that I kissed another guy? Ooh, whoa, this is quite a corker. It's not that long either. All right, let's give it a go. Hi, girls.
Just don't.
Love the podcast. Never thought I'd be emailing in, but here we are.
That happens to a lot of us.
Yeah, I need both of your guys' help. I met a guy. Let's call him Brian in Dublin, just over a month ago.
Dublin?
He's from England, and I'm from South Ireland.
Ireland.
Southern Ireland.
We're not very good at Irish.
Ireland
Irish
is very hard.
Accents.
Irish accents. Right, Irish. So
I love the
he's
Irish
from
accent.
England and you are Irish. Okay. Gorge. We spent the whole night together in the club and he invited me back to his hotel room, but nothing happened. Only kissing. So only
for his base.
Everything above the waist.
Above the waist.
We went for breakfast the next morning and his friend came along too.
Oh, that's lovely
we
energy.
We had a great vibe and we kept in contact.
That's great.
Okay, he liked you after a hookup.
That's a lovely vibe.
He liked you. Okay. Since then, we've constantly been calling and texting, getting to know each other, and so far we've been getting on really well.
Great.
I booked my flights around 3 weeks ago and we both agreed that we wouldn't see anyone else before I go, to be respectful.
So you're going to England? You're coming here?
And we've had a conversation, being like, we're not getting with anyone else right now.
Wow, I'm all about you.
Yeah, this is lovely.
But you've kissed
however,
someone.
I ended up kissing and sleeping with someone.
Oh, shit.
Wait, no.
Going to say that.
Kissing and sleeping in the same bed with a guy.
Okay.
I go to college with. So he didn't have sex, but they kissed.
But was there fondling? Was there cuddling?
I don't think
was there
so.
Spooning?
Well, kissing in a bed. Do with that what you will.
Were you rolling around? Were you on top of him
not
kissing?
Sure.
Like, you know,
she
that
said
could have
just
been quite steamy.
In the same bed. I'm assuming there was like a spoon or something. Let's call him Steve.
Steve.
It all happened because me and a few of my college friends went to the horse racing and ended up staying in one of the guys' houses who lived close by. Right. And then you were in the bed and then you just kissed and you're like, oh, fuck.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that happens.
Me and Steve have kissed a few times before on other nights out. Okay. So this is not unusual for the two of
this
you.
This is not new.
But it has never gone
any further.
So Brian's
really not going to like Steve. Keep those two apart.
Yeah. Steve is not going to like Brian, that's for sure. The same night this happened, Brian went out for his birthday. Oh, it was on his fucking birthday as well. Oh,
happy birthday, babe.
But has never mentioned if he's kissed anyone or not.
Oh, he's not going to tell you
that,
I wouldn't think.
But also, you did make that agreement. Respectful decision that you said was very respectful. Mm.
But you're kind of hoping that he's fucked up as well, so you can kind of just
both
brush
over it. Yeah, you're
kind of
hoping that he's like, oh, something happened last night. You're like, oh, me too, chill.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, but then it's just like, it's kind of like, is that how you want your relationship to start?
No.
Not really.
But, you know, not every relationship has a perfect beginning.
True.
Lots of relationships start on rocky patches and they turn out well. So
I didn't mention it either and he's never asked. So I flew to see Brian on Thursday and I just got home today on Sunday. So it was like a long weekend. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
The trip went amazingly. You guys, I'm going to cry. We got on so well, never stopped laughing, taking the piss out of each other, and our sexual chemistry is something I've never had with someone before. I have really strong feelings for this boy, and it's already tough on us as we're long distance.
Of course.
Oh, you poor things. Like, you're a flight apart.
Don't
it's
tell
actually
him.
Really hard.
Don't tell him.
No, we're not telling him. We haven't talked about being exclusive, but he did tell me on one of our FaceTimes that if I sleep with someone... to not get on the plane. Okay, so he's hinting like, you're mine, isn't he?
If you sleep with someone, don't get on the flight. Wow.
Actually, how about you come visit me, bitch?
Because they met in Dublin, so now it's her turn to go there.
Yeah, okay. But she's in... Oh, South, yeah, of course. Right. Yeah. She's in Dublin. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in England. So you flew to England. Yeah, you come see me now. I didn't sleep with Steve... But I'm still riddled with guilt for even kissing Steve that night.
I don't think you should be.
I don't think you should be because you've not had that exclusive chat. Like,
no,
yes,
I think
you
you're fine.
Said like that passing comment of like, oh, we won't like kiss anyone.
We're just trying to excuse it. If this was a boy, we'd be like, you said that you were going to be exclusive. This is disrespectful. But I think
but
you're
at
fine,
the end of the
babe,
day,
I
think you're fine. You're not exclusive.
Yeah, fuck it. I think
and
you're
like,
fine.
At the end of the day, you are still technically single. Yes, he's making these comments like, oh, don't sleep with anyone. Don't get on that fucking plane. But it's like, have you actually asked me out? Like, have you actually asked me that you want to be exclusive? No.
Don't expect me to act like a girlfriend if you don't make me a girlfriend.
Exactly.
Like,
that's
girlfriend
go.
Privileges that you've not got.
Right. So her dilemma is, do I tell Brian about the night with Steve?
No.
No.
For what?
And be like, do you want him telling you about that girl he set with a couple of weeks ago?
No.
Absolutely
ignorance.
Not.
How many fucking times have I got to say it? Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, in this
it
instance.
It is
not
bliss.
While you're in a relationship and your boyfriend's cheating on you. Ignorance is bliss, you guys.
I will stand by it till the end of time.
It is
ignorance
generally.
Is bliss.
Yeah.
Okay? It really is. Yeah. What do you want him to it's just gonna ruin your day.
Well, yeah, it's like if you think, you know, say you're dating someone and you're thinking, oh well, I think I might not. I don't really want to date anyone else.
Mm.
But you don't know what he's up to. Do you want him to tell you, oh, I slept with Helen last night and now I'm on a date with you this morning?
No.
No. Like, you don't want to know that.
You want to be in your bliss bubble thinking, this guy thinks about me all the time. At least I do. Anyway.
So the dilemma is, do I tell Brian about the night with Steve, be honest and open with him, or do I just not mention it as we are not exclusive?
Yeah, you're not exclusive.
As we are not exclusive and are still only getting to know each other.
Mm.
I'm scared to tell Brian.
Ooh,
as he has been cheated on in the past.
Oh.
And I think it would completely end what we have.
Look, I think if
you're not exclusive.
I think if you had slept with Steve, that would be maybe a different story because.
Well, because it's also like health and like keeping things
clean,
sanitary.
But I think if it was just a kiss. I think you could keep that quiet with good conscience.
And just don't bring Brian around Steve ever.
No,
those
two can never meet.
Ever.
No.
Because I can see this going in a good direction for you and Brian.
Unless, so can I.
But you do have some hurdles. Like, you might think that the long distance is too much.
Mm. Do you want to sign yourself up for that?
Do you
That is something to think about. Do you want to sign yourself up
for a
someone who is not round the corner?
Right. Like, it's not even like it's a 2-hour train journey.
No.
You know, it's a flight.
Or a ferry.
Or a ferry. Yes. Because you have to
cross. Do you
want to
sign yourself up for that? Because that's not going to be easy.
No.
And that's not going to be fun all the time. And that's also going to come with a lot of trust. You're really going to have to trust each other.
Yeah.
When you, if you become exclusive and girlfriend and boyfriend and all of that, yeah. Like, he's going to be going a lot of nights out without you. Yeah. You're going to be going out a lot without him. Like,
yeah.
You're...
And you don't get the advantages of having a boyfriend in your city who you can say, can you come round tonight? It's not going to be none of that.
No.
Everything's going to be...
Sunday. Should we just go and have a roast?
Yeah. It's going to be none of that.
No. Everything, spontaneous.
Yeah. Everything's going to have to be pre-planned and thought out. Mm. And
if you've both got busy social lives, that could be tricky.
And you both need to ask yourself, like, can I see my... You need to ask yourself, can you see yourself living in England?
Mm.
Can he see himself moving to Dublin?
Mm.
Like, at some point in time, because... A long distance relationship only really works when you see kind of the end to the long distance. You need to know that.
It has to be a goalpost.
Yeah, because it might be like, oh, but when I graduate, like, I think I might move to, you know, it's those kind of things. But
like, it might feel very early to be talking about that now, which it is, but it's just something for the future to keep in mind.
Well, I don't want you to get into a relationship where you're inevitably unhappy because you don't have the perks of a boyfriend who's just there.
Around.
Who's around. Like, yeah. I
think, like,
now your feelings are involved and you're going to be heartbroken either way now because you love this guy and he's not, you know, think about whether you can handle a long distance relationship.
I don't think I would sign up for it.
But then if the love is undeniable, like, maybe we would find ourselves in this situation. Mm. We ever met a man in Dublin.
Like, an Irish man.
An Irish man. An Irishman, good old Irishman.
I know.
You know?
But I think, look, if you want to tell Brian for a clear conscience, you could tell him. But...
There's nothing to tell.
I would say that as well.
Yeah.
If I was your friend, I'd be like, no, absolutely,
like,
not.
Like, is he your boyfriend? No. Therefore, there's nothing to tell.
Have you cheated on anyone?
No. So I think you're literally fine.
I think you're fine as well.
I think if he asked you... And so, did you kiss someone that night?
Or have you kissed anyone? If he asks
then
you,
be honest.
Because you're not a liar.
Yeah. Because there's nothing worse than lying, getting caught in the lie. Yeah. Then he's just going to look at you completely different. Yeah.
You're not a liar.
Yeah. So, like, if he said, have you kissed anyone? Yes, I actually did kiss someone.
Yeah, I actually did.
Don't mention the bed thing.
No. Don't mention
Don't
that.
Say we slept in the same bed. No.
Just say, oh, yeah, we've kissed a couple times before.
Yeah. No, don't even say no. Just say we've kissed once. Kissed this guy once.
Yeah.
We were
drunk. That was it.
Yeah, because don't lie. And then he's like, well, I know you kissed. And then, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. But think about it. Think if that is something you want to entertain, because it might be more hassle than it's worth.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's sad. Because
do you want a boyfriend who's not in your city? Like, I don't.
I just think I'd be sad that I couldn't go see you
whenever you wanted,
tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know, I have to think, oh, can I go tomorrow? Yeah. How long? Oh, I've got to book that flight. It's expensive. Like, flights are expensive. Mm. Like,
and you can't just, like, pop and see them for 2 hours. Like, right. You're it's signing not just up like, for,
oh,
like,
see this afternoon
2 days
for
a day at least. Yeah,
see you this afternoon.
It's gonna be hard. So think about it.
Not to burst the bubble.
Yeah, not to burst the new bubble.
But
just food for thought.
Love you.
But I think you can keep that quiet. Baby.
Right.
Okay, guys. I think we're going to call it
drawers quits. Drawers are closed. Thank
drawers
you, guys.
Drawers are closed. Thank you, guys, very much for listening. We've had a bit of a range of dilemmas this week.
As always.
We'll be back next Wednesday.
As always.
You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom, TikTok, YouTube.
Everywhere.
Subscribe. Like, comment, share, subscribe.
Absolutely. Leave us a nice review.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
Okay.
Thank you for listening,
guys.
Love
you and leave
you. See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.